2009 metai, lapkričio 17 diena. Toliau skaitome Mahabharata, 13 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Ardžunos piligrimystė. Tai pirmą dalį tos skyrius. It was more than a year since Narada Rishi's visit. The Pandavas' power and influence had increased, and they had brought many other kings under their sway. They ruled with one aim, to keep the people on a path of piety and truth. Va čia yra kšatrių tikslas. Išlaikyti žmonės teisingumo ir dorybės kelyje. Kodėl reiškia išlaikyti? Dėl to, kad yra tendencija, kad žmonės nukrypti gali. Ir palaikymas yra dorybės guna. Dėl to kšatrių turi daug dorybės kūnos. By their own example, they showed how happiness follows a life of virtue. In everything they did, they accepted the guidance of spiritually advanced Brahmins. Indraprastha flourished and became more than the equal of Hastinapura in the world's eyes. Due to his unswerving adherence to virtues, Yudhishthira became known as Dharmaraja, the king of religion. Sėkmė valstybės yra klausyt brahmanų. Kvalifikuotų. Draupadi pleased her five husbands with her feminine graces and expert attentions. According to their agreement, each of the brothers was allotted time in which to be alone with her. One day it so happened that while Draupadi was alone with Yudhishthira, a Brahmin came to the Pandavas' palace. Standing by the gate, he cried out, O king, a Brahmin's wealth is being robbed by a wicked and despicable man. Alas, how can it be that in the kingdom of the virtuous Pandavas, the Brahmins are not protected? A king who takes his taxes but fails to protect the people is considered the most sinful of men. O heroes, take me by the hand and deliver me from this burning anguish. Zdavim, koksai lygis buvo, ateina miesto žmogus, brahmanas, ir sako, mane apvokė, aš moku mokesčius, miestas moka mokesčius, o mane apvokė. Tai dabar paimkime mūsų situaciją, kada žmonės Lietuvoje moka mokesčius baisus, bet ar jie apsaugoti? Jie beveik neapsaugoti. Jeigu tu nuėjai į ligoninę, ką tu turi daryti? Tu turi mokėti pinigus, nors tu esi užmokėjęs jau sodrai. Jeigu tu nori prokuratūrai prastumti reikalus, tu turi mokėti pinigus. Jeigu nori prastumti teisme reikalus, mokėk pinigus. Visur. Nori į mokyklą leisti savo vaiką, turi mokėti pinigus. Nori gauti kokią vietą, dažniausiai reikia nešti kyšius visur. Tai kiek valstybė atrodo besudarinėtų sąlygas, neapsaugoja. Pas jūs, kodėl mokesčių inspekcija neina į ligoninės? Nuėtų visą ligoninės, visus daktarų personalą išvaryti lauk reikėtų. Arba gauti jie baudas. Tas pats mokykloj direktorės. Mokytojai. Visi be neapsaugo. Visur kišininkavimas, visur sistema sugedusi, supuvusi. O žmonės moka mokesčius. In anger and greed, the Brahmin repeatedly cried out. Arjuna heard his cries and called down. Don't fear. He went quickly to fetch his weapons in order to punish the thieves, but discovered that Yudhishthira was alone with Draupadi in the room which held the weapons chest. Arjuna hesitated. How could he intrude upon his elder brother, especially as they had made their agreement? But here was an afflicted Brahmin. If he didn't protect him, then Yudhishthira's fame would perish, and he would be tainted by sin. Arjuna couldn't stand by and watch his brother be accused of irreligion. He had to get the weapons, even though it meant he would be exiled to the forest. He felt that even if he died in the forest, it would be preferable to being covered by sin. Matai, koks aukštas lygmo sąmonės. Reiškia, iš vienos pusės jo. Jis vėl aukojasi, vėl brolis aukojasi dėl brolio. Reiškia, verdant to, kad Jutištyros šlovė nesumažėtų, jisai rizikuoja eiti kambarį, pasimti ginklus ir būt po to, aišku, nubaustam. Ne dėl savęs, dėl Jutištyros. Arjuna resolved to enter the chamber and gather his weapons. He knocked on the door and walked in, looking straight ahead of him. He strode quickly toward the weapons. Yudhishthira smiled to see his younger brother. He knew Arjuna must have an important reason for entering. Arjuna then explained the situation, took his bow and rushed out of the palace. Taking the Brahmin and mounting his chariot, he pursued the robbers. My valdininkas ne mygtukų spaudžia, ne telefonai skambina kažkam, kažką padaryt, pats išvyksta. When he saw them in the distance, Arjuna released infallible arrows, striking down the thieves as they made off with the Brahmin's cows. Having dealt swift justice to the robbers, Arjuna restored the property to the grateful Brahmin and returned to the city. Yudhishthira greeted his brother warmly as he entered the palace. Along with his other brothers, he applauded Arjuna for saving the Brahmin. Arjuna bowed before Yudhishthira and said, O Lord, please give me permission to observe the vow as we have agreed. I shall leave for the forest at once. Yudhishthira's heart was pierced by grief when he heard Arjuna's statement. He immediately replied, Why should you go? O sinless one, if I am your authority, then heed my words now. I was not in the least disturbed by your entering the room. There's no need for you to leave for the forest. Yudhishthira looked tearfully at his handsome, curly-haired brother. How could he face separation from this virtuous and gentle soul? He explained to Arjuna that the scripture sanctioned a younger brother entering a room where his elder brother sat with his wife. It was only when the elder brother intruded upon the younger that it was condemned. Kaip įdomi. Jeigu jaunesniam renk pagalbas, jis gali. Arjuna had entered the room only in pursuance of duty and in service to Yudhishthira. But Arjuna was adamant, my lord, I have heard from you that virtue must be practiced without hesitation or quibble. I shall not waver from truth. Truth is my weapon and virtue my strength. O, rimta frazė. Dorybė duoda jėgą, iš tikrųjų dorybė duoda jėgą, kada Gandari užsirišo akis, tangi ištekėjo už aklo karaliaus Dhritarashtras. Jis gavo tokią jėgą, kad po to, kai Karna atėjo, jinai pažvelgė į Karną ir Karna. Palauk, Karna buvo, ne. Duryodana. Kažkuris, vat nebeatsimenu. Ir jisai gavo baisę jėgą. Jis gavo mardas Duryodana, jo jinai pažvelgė Duryodana. Ir jisai visas pasidengė jėga, kad nieks negalėjo jo kūno sulaužyti, pažeisti. Įbriežti nieko negalėjo padaryti. Tiek jėgos iš jo per akis. Lygiai žmonės, kurie laikosi savo įžadų, laikosi dorybės, pas jos atsiranda labai daug jėgos vidinės, psichinės jėgos. Jie gali palaiminti ir jų palaiminimas išsipildo. Jie gali prakeikti ir jų prakeikimas išsipildo, bet tas prakeikimas būna į naudą tam, kurį prakeikimas yra. Tiesa yra mano ginklas. Darybė yra mano jėga. Grant me permission to leave and I shall proceed to the forest today. Despite the other Bandavas repeated, please, Arjuna couldn't be swayed. Finally, Yudhishthira relented and gave his permission. Although it would be painful to think of his younger brother in exile for so long, it must somehow be the arrangement of providence. Visur geriausia iš tikrųjų likimą žiūrėti, nes galų galia viskas turi prasmę, kiekvienas įvykis gyvenime. Surely the Lord had some inscrutable purpose which would ultimately prove to their benefit. He watched sadly as Arjuna left the city accompanied by Brahmins chanting sacred hymns and by servants carrying wealth for him to distribute as charity while he traveled. O matai, dar geras dalykas, keliauja reiškia, kšatrijas ir visur turi dalinti labdarą. The young prince went on foot toward the north. He had decided to first follow the Ganges course toward the Himalayas, then proceed eastward to the coast. Following the coastline in a great circle, he would finally return to Indraprastha. Arjuna traveled at a leisurely pace. He saw charming woodlands, lakes, and gardens. There were countless hermitages along the banks of the Ganges where sages lived, and each evening Arjuna would stop and recite prayers in their company. Nu va, mat, reiškia, vėl aprašo. Palei Gangą pilna išminčių. Tai iš kur tokia keli vedinė kultūra? Dėl to, kad pilna išminčių buvo. Jie palaikė. Ir išminčiai ne mieste gyvendavo. Jie, reiškia, jie jie palaikydavo vedinę kultūrą. He would also listen as the sages narrated tales from the ancient scriptures about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord and his many incarnations. Na, čia tai super. Amžinos istorijos. Tai, kad čia materiam pasaulyje gyvas gali padaryti, tik tais amžinas istorijas. Atminti ir taip tobulėti ir išeiti šito kiaušinio visatos. Be galo sudėtingo. Prie Gangos. Nastavau. Arjuna often thought of his cousin and dear friend Krishna as he walked. He hoped to visit him toward the end of his exile. The Pandava listened as the sages described how Krishna was the unborn original personality of Godhead, appearing on earth to destroy demonic man and to establish the eternal religion, pure love of God. Iškai visi žinojo, kad Krishna buvo aukščiausias dievo asmuo. As he traveled, Arjuna also performed fire sacrifices to please Vishnu and the gods. On evening, just as the Brahmins were kindling the sacred fire, Arjuna entered the Ganges in order to bathe. He was just about to then leave the river when he suddenly felt himself being drawn underwater by an unseen force. Despite his efforts to free himself, he was dragged deeply into the river. He then found himself mystically transported to a celestial palace. Arjuna looked around and saw a sacred fire burning in the room he had entered. The prince immediately sat before the fire and offered libations of ghee into the flames, fearlessly reciting the mantras. Čia labai įdomu, reiškia, jisai mistiškai patenka po upę, mistiniais kanalais. Apie tai ir netgi šių laikų istorijos yra, kada skaičiau berniukas Kendo Gango ir jisai susitiko su labai gražia deivė Gangos. Ir jisai pasako, kad jis po vandeniu galėjo pilnai kvepuoti. Bet ar žiūna, patekęs tą rūmą į tą kambarį pradėjo aukoti, čia nerašo, kad jis nustebo, žiūrėjo, kur pateko, bandė išsiaiškinti. Jis pradėjo aukoti su mantram. Just as Arjuna was completing his evening rituals in that strange place, a beautiful girl entered the room. She glanced coyly at Arjuna and smiled. He recognized her at once to be a maiden belonging to the celestial Naga race. Naga gyvatės išmintingos. Taigi va buvo analogiška situacija, kai buvo Bima. Bima, reiškia, Gangos nuneštas į Nagų karalystę, skaitėmės. Arjuna understood at once what had happened. The Nagas had the power to transfer humans to their own heavenly dimension of existence. A, čia rašo. Tas gyvatės turi galę transportuoti žmonės į savo dimensiją. Obviously, this girl had become attracted to him and had drawn him down to her abode. He smiled back and said, "Oh, beautiful maiden, you have been bold indeed. Who are you, and where is this divine region?" The girl replied that she was the daughter of a Naga king named Kauravya. Her name was Ulupi. When you entered the river for your bath, I was moving through the waters in my ethereal form. I was struck by Cupid's arrow as soon as I saw your godlike form. Nu va, reiškia, jie turi eterinį kūną. O descendant of Kuro, I am yet unmarried, therefore accept me as your wife, give yourself up to me, and gratify me today. Tiesiai šviesiai, reiškia, tenkink mane. Arjuna said that he was bound by a vow of celibacy for 1 year. He couldn't therefore accept her as his wife. Still, as she was a Naga, he knew she must have already known this by her celestial intelligence. She wouldn't have asked him to marry her if her request didn't somehow conform to the codes of virtue. Indeed, the scriptures enjoin that a Kshatriya should never refuse a maiden who supplicated herself to him. Tai, reiškia, jiems buvo natūralu, žinojo, kad dangiškos būtybės žino daugiau negu kad gali pasirodyti. Neturėjo žinot, kad Arjuna buvo davęs, reiškia, skaityti mintis toje. Arjuna asked her how he could satisfy her desire while at the same time maintain his truthfulness. Ulupi replied, I know of your vow, O hero. You and your brothers made a rule in regard to Draupadi. This is well known to the gods. Suzan, reiškia, pusdėvi netažina. But that rule pertained only to your wife. It is her with whom you must not consort for the next year. There will be no sin in accepting another woman. Filled with desire for the powerful Pandava hero, Ulupi beseeched him to accept her. She explained that such an act would be his highest duty under the present circumstances. The Naga princess knew that Arjuna would act only when impelled by virtuous motives. She told him that if he didn't take her as his wife, she would destroy herself. Thus, he would be saving her life by accepting her. Nu, čia sako, paskutinis moterų ginklas verksmas. Tai čia dar žiūrėjau, save sunaikintų. That was certainly a greater virtue than observing celibacy. Even if his piety suffered a slight loss by his going with her, he would gain greater merits by having saved the life of a helpless woman who had approached him for shelter. Moteris moka dramas padaryti. Jeigu nepriimsi manęs kaip žmonos, viskas, mirsiu. Arjuna thought carefully. He decided that the Naga maiden was speaking the truth and that he wouldn't be acting wrongly to accept her as his wife. He smiled and nodded in assent. Ulupi quickly fetched two celestial garlands, which she and Arjuna duly exchanged to signify the acceptance of one another. Having sealed their union according to scriptural injunctions, Arjuna then spent the night with her in Kauravya's palace. Ulupi waited upon him and offered him every kind of celestial food and drink. They then lay together in a golden bed in the heavenly mansion and conceived a child. Nu va, reiškia, vaiko norėjo Ulupi. Bet kas yra įdomu, kad nagos, jos, reiškia, galėjo, čia vėl, kaip naga turinti eterinę formą, gali turėti seksualinius santykius su šituo, su žmogum. Čia labai įdomus dalykas. In the morning Arjuna rose just before sunrise. Ulupi brought him back through the Ganges to the place where he had bathed the night before. Before leaving him, Ulupi blessed Arjuna, you shall be invincible in water. Every aquatic creature will be vanquished by you in a fight. After telling Arjuna that she would return to him later when he was back in his own kingdom, Ulupi vanished into the Ganges waters, leaving Arjuna to be greeted by his followers. The ascetic Brahmins had seen by their own divine sight how the prince had been taken to the region of the Nagas. They met him as he returned and offered him their blessings. Arjuna related to them everything that had happened. Tad čia tas aiškiaregystė buvo labai natūralus dalykas. The party continued on to the Himalayas and soon arrived at the Bhrigu mountain where the famous Vasishta Rishi had once had his hermitage. Many Brahmins lived on that hill, and Arjuna distributed much charity to them. After bathing in a secret lake on the Bhrigu mountain, he walked on, visiting numerous other holy sites. Arjuna went toward the east, gradually descending from the Himalayan range. He reached the forest of Naimisharanya, said by the sages to be the very hub of the universe. Oh. From there, he crossed over the rivers Nanda, Upananda, and the famous Kaushika, where the great Rishi Vishwamitra had performed asceticism for thousands of years in ancient days. Desiring to increase his piety, Arjuna traveled from one pilgrimage site to another along with his retinue. He performed many sacrificial ceremonies and gave away much wealth. When he reached the border of the kingdom of Kalinga on the eastern coast, he bade farewell to most of his followers and entered the kingdom with only a few attendants. Arjuna journeyed through forests, woodlands, and numerous towns and villages. He passed the great Mount Mahendra and arrived finally in Manipur, where he visited King Chitravahana in his city of Manalur. The king had an attractive daughter named Chitra named Chitranganda. Arjuna saw her one day in the palace gardens and was struck with desire. He approached the king and asked for his daughter's hand in marriage. Chitravahana replied that he would be delighted to see his daughter wed an illustrious heir of the Kuru race. Arjuna was famous throughout the world as a hero without equal, but the king had one condition. Years ago, his ancestors had prayed to Shiva for a child. The deity had granted their request, saying, "You shall have a child, and from now on all of your descendants will have a child, but one child only, to continue your race." Chitravahana had only a daughter. If Arjuna begot a son with his daughter, he must leave the boy to become the next king of Manipur. Arjuna happily accepted their condition and was married to the princess with all due ceremony. He remained in the city for 3 months. When he saw that Chitranganda had conceived, he took his leave from her and the king, setting out again on his travels. Before leaving, he promised Chitrangada that he would return and bring her to his home in Indraprastha.
Matant, kaip įdomu, kad jeigu tu priėmė įvykius kaip nuo likimo, tu po to supranti, kad daug kas, kad tai buvo užplanuota ir tai, kas turėjo atsitikti. Nieko nevyksta velt. Ir čia šiaip piligrimystė, reiškia, vedė 2 žmonas, laukė 2 vaikų, bendravo su išminčiais, ėjo per piligrimystės vietas. Prasmingai leido laiką, ne taip, kad išvažiavo į polisavietę, gėrė vyną ir linksminosi su moterim.
Arjuna then made his way south along the coast. When he reached the southern coast, he found a large community of rishis. He asked them to point out the local pilgrimage sites, and the rishis informed him that there were 5 sacred lakes in that region, which couldn't be approached because they were infected with crocodiles. These lakes could confer great merits upon anyone who bathed in them, but as soon as a man entered the water, he would be carried away by one of the powerful reptiles. Arjuna saw an opportunity to serve the ascetics. He remembered his boon from Ulupi, going to the lake named Agastya after the famous Rishi who had once lived there. He dived into the water. Arjuna's leg was immediately seized by a great crocodile. Feeling the divine strength conferred by Ulupi, he grasped hold of the animal and pulled it out of the water. Arjuna dashed the creature onto the shore. It suddenly became limp, and a beautiful celestial maiden came out of his body. Seeing the wonderful sight, Arjuna asked, "Who are you, O beautiful one? Why have you committed such sins in this lake, carrying away holy ascetics?" The maiden stood before Arjuna with folded palms. "Almighty hero, I am the apsara named Varga, ever beloved of Kuvera." Varga explained that she had once been going with 4 of her friends to see Kuvera.
As they traveled through a heavenly woodland region, they saw a Brahmin meditating in a lonely place. He was extremely handsome, and he lit up the woods with his bodily luster. Jo, Brahmanai, kaip būdavo švarus, tai nuėdavo šviesa. The five apsaras playfully tried to disturb his meditation. They danced and sang before him, trying to tempt him away from his ascetic practices. Although unmoved by lust, the Brahmin was angered by their behavior. He then cursed them. As you attacked me now without compunction, you five shall become crocodiles whose business is attacking others. The maidens at once came to their senses. Showing contrition, they begged the Brahmin for mercy. He relented and told them that they would soon be delivered from their crocodile bodies by a powerful man. At that moment, the great sage Narada Rishi arrived there and told them to enter the five sacred lakes on Bharata's south coast. Soon Arjuna would come and release them from their bondage. Varga bowed before the Pandava and thanked him for delivering her. She then asked him to save her four friends who lived in each of the four other lakes. Arjuna smiled and went quickly to each holy lake. He pulled out all the other crocodiles, and each time he watched as a maiden of shining beauty came out of the fierce reptilian body. The five apsaras came together and, after offering Arjuna their respects, rose up to the heavens. Having made the lake safe again, Arjuna took his leave from the rishis and proceeded on his journey. Matom, kaip vieno žmogaus likimas susipina su kitais. Ir kaip kelioniai, kas atsiranda kelioniai? Kelioniai įvyksta, kelionės įvyksta daugelio persipina žmonių likimai. Tai visą tai kontroliuoja pusdėvį ir paramatno. Ir mes matom, reiškia, ar žino kelioniai, jisai ką padaro, jisai jo, kaip sakiau, veda dvi moteris ir bendrauja su asketais, bet jis ką, jis išvaduoja tas penkias dangiškas apsaras. Bet jau buvo žinoma, kad jisai ateis ten. Reiškia, kai jas prakeikė Brahmanas ir kai jos prašė, kaip sako, atleidimo, jis pasakė, ateis ir išvaduosius. Po to dar Narada ateina ir sako, lipkite penkis ežerus išvaduosius. Iškia, daug, nu, toks, tas vat momentas, grįžkime į savo gyvenimus ir pamatysim, kaip kelionėse mes, kažkas kelionėse sutinka, ką savo žmonas būsimas. Kažkas kelionėse padeda kitiem išsivaduot. Ypatingai, jeigu tai piligrimistinės kelionės, kaip Arjuna. Pasiema baktai savo draugus vežas ir reiškia, kokius naujus baktus, kuriuos atveda į Krišna sąmonę, atsiveža į Indiją vežas ir jie ten patiria didelę dvasinę naudą, kažką išsisprendžia. Susitinkam su kažkam asmenybėm laikinai, apsikeičiam kažką, atiduodam skolas ir einam toliau. Tai vat kelionė Arjunas piligrimistės yra panašiai į gyvenimo mūsų kelionę. Nes gyvenimo kelionėje mes susitinkam su asmenybėm, su kuriuo mes turim susitikti, tai yra ne veltai. Ir niekados nemastykim, kad bet koks įvykis įvyko veltai, tas įvykis turės, paskui jį seks kitas įvykis. Tas įvykis turės prasmę tiek tau, tiek tam žmogui, kuris irgi dalyvavo tame įvykyje. Ir mes galime matyti, kad visą gyvenimą mes einam ir paliekam. Ir net ir žmonės, kurie artimi atrodo ir gyvena su manis ilgą laiką, vis tiek, jeigu didesnės skalės perspektyvoje žiūrint laiko, mes juos su jais pabūnam ir išsiskiriam. Mes su kiekvienu žmogu bendraudami kažko išmokstam. Dėl to negalvokim, kad tai, kas susitinkam, mes yra atsitiktinai ir kad tai tik tais pakenkė mums, ar tai mūsų nieko neišmokė. Kiekvienas žmogus, absoliučiai, net ir bomžas gatvė, yra sutiktas ir su juo einama į kontaktą neatsitiktinai. kiekvienas su kiekvienu galima kažko išmokti. Ta pati žmona, kurią vedė ar vyras, už kurio ištekė yra ilgam laikui duotas mokytojas, yra skolininkas, tu jam, o jis tau. Ir tai yra visa tai yra suprasme. Visa tai yra suprasme. Hare Krishna, toliau pratęsime kitą dieną, kitą dalį šito skyriaus.